Hello and welcome to the summer edition of BU News, a roundup of just some of the great news stories coming out of Bournemouth University over the summer months. On today's podcast, discovering more about Duropolis, the Iron Age town excavated during BU's Big Dig. Thousands enjoy free events and activities as a part of the Festival of Learning. Chinese football coaches take part in BU training programme. Dorset business leaders discuss Brexit impact at BU events. And BU staff and students play their part in the Rio Olympics and Paralympics. This is BU News.
Staff and students have discovered more about an Iron Age town in rural Dorset during this year's Durotrigus Big Dig. Nicknamed Duropolis, the prehistoric town featured more than 300 roundhouses, with 8 bodies also discovered by BU archaeologists at the site in Winterbourne, Kingston. Co-director Miles Russell said the finds were significant.
What we've located over this year and the previous season is an area of around about somewhere between 300 and 400 roundhouses, covering a very significant area with storage pits, corn drying ovens and lots of agricultural infrastructure as well. So it has all the elements of a town, and it's here a good 100 years before the Romans arrive, and it seems to be continuing a good 100 years or so after they as well. So what we're finding is continuity. We're finding a very densely settled area, and we're getting a very good idea of what life was really like in prehistory at the time the Romans arrived.
Thousands of people enjoyed free events and activities during the Festival of Learning. BU's work and research was shared in over 100 events, and this year's festival also went global. Our reporter has more.
The fourth Festival of Learning covered everything from sports taster sessions to professional development opportunities, with more than 4,000 people taking part in free events and activities. Festival Director Jenna West said it was a great success.
We've had lots of people come in, the family day, it was really well attended, lots of different events, lots of different variety of people, so we're really pleased with that. It was really nice to take the festival to the Lower Gardens on Sunday, take our research sort of out to the public and see some different faces. The events have gone really well.
Guest speaker Alistair Humphreys gave 2 talks about his adventures around the world, as well as encouraging people to take part in micro-adventures closer to home.
I'm giving 2 talks, one to young children and their families, and then one to anyone who wants it. I'll be talking about my adventures, large and small, and I hope that it will just sow some seeds of adventure in young minds, get people thinking about possibilities of what they might be able to do. And also, of course, it's a chance for people to come around the great facilities here.
This year's festival also went global, with parallel events in China and Malaysia to showcase BU's international reach. Vice-Chancellor John Vinney explains.
Bournemouth University's footprint globally is just growing year on year. So this year, the fourth year of the festival in Bournemouth, it felt appropriate to take our story and our message globally too. So this year we're running parallel events in China and in Malaysia. We have 60 staff and students who are travelling to share that message and to join those events in those 2 countries.
60 football coaches from China have received advice and training from BU and partners AFC Bournemouth this summer. The 3-month programme includes academic and practical sessions run by Sport BU and the Department of Sports and Physical Activity, as well as training with Cherries coaches. Beach soccer was among the activities on offer, as Sport BU's Barry Squires explains.
What we've got going on here is the England Beach Soccer Delivery as part of the BU China Football Study Project. England Beach Soccer are down here during the 3 months delivering to the Chinese group about the development of England Beach Soccer in this country, and they're teaching them some skills so they can take it back to China and develop it with the children in the schools.
What does the future hold for businesses now we're leaving the EU? That's what a debate at BU aimed to answer. Co-hosted by the Dorset Chamber of Commerce and attended by business leaders from across the region, the event featured a panel discussion discussing the challenges and opportunities posed by Brexit. Professor of Regional Economic Development Nigel Jump was part of the debate.
Well, the Brexit vote is one of the key decisions affecting our economy over the next few years. It's a very important topic for local businesses in Dorset, so I think it's important that we got together and we talked about those kind of things. The nice thing about this meeting was that there was a wide range of different views. We had lawyers, we had property people, we had manufacturing people, we had academics, and we had quite an interesting discussion because of that.
And finally, the eyes of the world have been on Rio for the 2016 Olympics and Paralympics. BU academics and alumni have been supporting the Games in various ways, from research into prosthetic limbs to presenting BBC coverage. Physiotherapy lecturer Osman Ahmed is among those taking part.
This summer, I'm going to be going to Rio as part of Team GB for the Paralympic Games, where I'm going to be physio for the Great Britain Cerebral Palsy Football Squad.
That's all for now. We hope you had a great summer. Join us next month for more news from around BU.